Thank you very much, Rick, and thank you to David Cole, founder and CEO of EMX Royalty Corp. Now, Rick will be joined by Jean-Marc Lullon, President and CEO of Azimuth Exploration Inc. Now, Jean-Marc Lullon has opened vast regions of Quebec to exploration, as well as leveraging innovative targeting methodologies and also partnerships. His approach and success has led to his recognition as a leading player in the province. So, without further ado, Rick, please take the stage.
Jean-Marc, disclosure of conflict, of course. I am an Azimuth shareholder. So first of all, thank you for your activities on behalf of all shareholders, but personally, of course, thank you in particular for your activities on my behalf. Thank you too for your sponsorship of the boot camp. Tell me something about your background. How did Jean-Marc Lullin become Jean-Marc Lullin? Tell me about your accomplishments pre-Azimuth, and establish the credibility that will allow my participants to more fully appreciate the answers that you give to my questions.
Okay, thank you, Rick. It will be not a surprise for you, but I did my studies in France. First in Paris, I did an MSc in economic geology at Sorbonne University. Then I did a PhD in economic geology again in Orléans on a deposit on a discovery made in Mozambique in Eastern Africa. Then globally, I work in 16 countries. I visited about 200 mines on advanced projects worldwide, and I have accumulated the knowledge of what we need to make new discoveries in Quebec. My background, I worked with BRGM in Africa and in France. Then I moved to Canada in 1985. I started with SOQUEM as a field geologist. Then I moved, I work with the Viol Mazarin Group, which was one of the first junior companies in Canada, very active, very successful. I moved back to Africa with Channel Resources. And then I came back to Canada in 2001 and I reactivated Azimuth. Through my career, I have been directly involved in several mine discoveries. We are talking about true mines. You know the Bomboré deposit in Burkina Faso, the Bouroum deposit in Burkina Faso as well, the Sombrado deposit. We started the very first holes in this fantastic mine, which has been taken over by West African Resources, which is very, very successful. Then I moved to Quebec and we made several discoveries. The Elmer discovery in Quebec in 2020. And now we are making a new lithium discovery again in Quebec. It's briefly summarized.
Thank you. I hadn't remembered the BRGM history. I was a big beneficiary of BRGM Normandy. One of my mentors was de Crespigny. And I had forgotten, although I did remember your time with Channel and my dear friend Ross Fitzpatrick.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's move on to Azimuth. Tell me something, first of all, about the value of the sum of the parts, including the cash, the carried interests, all those kinds of things relative to the market capitalization. Give me the value proposition as it sits for Azimuth before we talk about what's going to happen going forward.
Okay. The current market cap in this depressed market is $56 million. We have more than $10 million in cash, clearly. We have a large project which are entirely funded by our partners. We're talking about five major properties under option by partners, which potentially may see up to $131 million in investment. We're talking about a $114 million investment from Rio Tinto, on two lithium projects, one copper gold nickel project as well from KGHM, which is also under option. You know, the overall investment, potential investment under an option basis represent $130 million from our partners. We have no debt on the ability to attract more quality partners on our properties. Maybe another point. The number of outstanding shares is very low. The company has been formed 38 years ago, and we have only 85.4 million shares outstanding. We have been very successful in limiting the share dilution through time. And of course, we're focused to the discovery process and, among our own activities or the activities made by the partners' investment, we're exposed to many discovery scenarios. And this is the ultimate goal. We can generate much value through the discovery process. This is a goal.
Tell me something about who your partners have been historically and who your partners are now.
Okay. Historically, we have formed over the past 20 years, we made 38 partnership agreements, which may have represented, more than $200 million in option agreements. At current time, $83 million have been spent by our partners on the project we have generated. This led to many prospect discoveries. We have made several hundred of prospect discoveries, but more importantly, we receive cash payments, we receive share consideration, and also, of course, a lot of cash in exploration money. And we dedicated the cash we received to direct to exploration work. At current time, we have one gold discovery, which is Elmer, and we are within an ongoing discovery on the lithium side with SOQUEM. Historically, we have made four deals with Rio Tinto. One of them is active. It's the $114 million option agreement. We made two option agreements with Ecla, two with Newmont, two with IAMGOLD, one with KGHM, two with SOQUEM, and also many other deals with junior companies, including Ophir and Montreal.
I think your story is particularly unique for our audience because of your Quebec focus. And I'd like you to describe, I had the great advantage of being a seed shareholder with André Gaumont in Virginia, which taught me about Quebec as a jurisdiction. Tell me something about things like super flow-through, SOQUEM, the Caisse du Pôt du Populaire, and generally the fiscal environment afforded in Quebec to companies operating in Quebec. I think it's unique on a global basis.
Yeah, it's fairly unique. We can say clearly that Quebec's government is committed to exploration and to mining. They have a worldwide reputation. First, the geoscientific basis is fairly unique. We have an outstanding digital database, and we can exploit it to recognize incredible targets at the scale of the province. Saying that, we have long-term supportive fiscal environment. We have many large funds like Caisse de Dépôt, FTQ, Desjardins, on some other specialized funds, which can fund mineral exploration at a very early stage. There is also the super flow-through, as you said. There is also a rebate on your exploration money. If I spend hard cash on one property, as a junior company, I can be refunded for 40% of the cash. You know, I'm receiving hard cash from those expenditures. And of course, I can take the check and reinvest it a second time, on a third time. Each time I'm receiving like a 40% rebate. And this is a fairly unique to sustain or to better address the exploration risk.
Which is to say, in effect, you're spending 60 cent dollars in a jurisdiction that rather than hinders you, attempts to help you. I think to put it very succinctly, tell me in the brief time we have left, something about the existing projects in your portfolio that intrigue you, where you think the value might lie in the next couple of years in terms of the potential for discovery, property by property.
You know, we try to advance on you know, in parallel, several key projects. You know, one part of the risk, we try to manage risk and to increase our discovery probability. If you rely upon only one project, very risky. Rely upon one commodity, very risky. Rely upon only one partner, very risky. Saying that, we try to concurrently advance a number of quality projects. First, we were still very confident about the gold discovery we made at Elmer. And this year, we will further advance this project. We believe that we will be able to increase the resource base. We are also advancing one lithium discovery named Galine with our partner Soquem. We operate on behalf of the joint venture. It's an ongoing discovery. We are very optimistic about the quality of it. We are also advancing the Cucamas property upon a potential nickel discovery and also excellent copper gold targets. This is entirely funded by KGHM, which is one of the largest mineral explorer and producer in Europe. We are also advancing two key lithium properties with Rio Tinto. And you know, this provide better chances of making discoveries in 2024. Again, the number of projects you operate provide you better chance of creating value for the shareholders.
Do you have a sense going forward as to what your generative focus is going to be? It's okay, by the way, if the answer is no. Do you see yourselves expanding, as an example, in magmatic base metals, in pegmatites for lithium, in the Archean terrains for gold, or are you completely agnostic?
Totally agnostic, entirely pragmatic. As you know, you have been using the word opportunistic. We are not opportunistic, but we are open to opportunities. We try to understand the best way as possible what the market is, how the risk, the global risk evolves. We are really open to, we try to understand the trends, but sometimes we can move very, very fast. But generally speaking, we are very prudent. We try to secure our business by attracting long-term visionary partners like Rio Tinto, like Soquem, like KGHM. But in the meantime, we are ready to rush into opportunities. But we are not like moving our business according to the wind direction.
Jean-Marc, as a shareholder and as a conference sponsor, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've really had a chance with these discussions to see where the rubber meets the road. It's up to you to take advantage of this opportunity. I want to see as many of you as possible in the workshops. I've done everything this morning I could, except for call your brokers for you. Get to work, learn more about these companies, use the sort of paradigms that you heard discussed, and get to know these companies better. Thank you so much. I'll be back with you in a moment.